Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We got plenty of mad people in the DMV today on a Bleep You Thursday on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP this week. If you'd like to hop in, 800-636-1067. We'll keep it rolling up until Heard It Here First coming up at the around 145 or so. Let's get to Jupe. Jupe, what's up?
What's going on, brother?
How you doing, Jupe?
I'm good. Hey, listen, man. I got a bleep. I'm not going to say no names. A particular airline. Me and the fam, we took a vacation last month. We booked our tickets early because, you know, I got a whole starting five plus a bench player, so I got to get on them discounts early. Mm-hmm. Anyways, direct flight to Orlando, back and forth, round trip. They changed our flight to where we had to go from Maryland to Vegas, sit for 6 hours, and then to Orlando.
What?
Then
Vegas?
Yes. So we had to do that.
At least you had slot machines in the airport.
Right. I went and played and didn't win nothing, so that made me even more mad. So then on the way back, when we get on a flight, the pilot didn't show up. I'm like, what your man pull that Denzel? I hope you don't get here late and try to fly this plane upside down. Ain't nobody got time for that. And I swear to God, be mad. When he took off, it felt like this man went straight up in the air. I needed the Depends, man, because my stomach started bubbling. I was scared to death. I say I will never use that airplane flight again. I'm just say that, man. That's all I got for y'all.
Yeah, I appreciate
you.
You
going from D.C. to Orlando. You in Vegas? You got a six-hour layover?
It sounds like Jupe might have diverted for a little bit is what he's trying to say. Right, Jupe? You were enjoying yourself for a few hours before going to Orlando?
I'm just saying, that's like a hell of a...
I did it until I just kept losing, so then I just got even more mad.
That's 4 or 5 hours out the way.
I know, big time.
Wait six hours, and then the flight from Vegas to Orlando is another 4.5 hours. Man, that's a waste. Nah, they got to pay me some extra money. I'll tell you one thing. My daughter, mess her flight up. If this airline mess you up, send my daughter a text. She'll send them a letter. And she puts a whole, you know, a line on it. They will send you your cheddar. You're going to get some money back. They'll take care of you for a while. She knows how to write the best letters.
Russ is in Charlestown. Russ, what's up?
What's up, Toby B. Mitch?
What's
How
up,
y'all
Russ?
Doing today, man?
Man, we chill.
You know, speaking of that airplane stuff, hey, B. Mitch, Bobby Wilson told me one time, when y'all coming back from the Super Bowl from Minneapolis, that you come down into Dulles to land after you won and everything. Was that a scary flight coming back? And then I'll do a bleep.
We had multiple planes, though, so I don't know. I was asleep because I was a little inebriated.
Oh, I hear you.
I was asleep.
Yeah, Bobby Wilson told me that one time, but I was in the plane he was on. But hey, I was going to do a bleep you to that damn express lane out on 66. Man, my mama lives in Fairfax City.
Uh-huh.
And I come up out of Fairfax City and get there to right there around Centerville, and that traffic was so backed up. Okay, so yeah, I went over, I jumped on the lane. Man, I made it up at the other side of Haymarket in no time. Come on home. Well, I got me a fine, $80. So I went down to my
You didn't have you didn't have an easy pass?
No, man, I ain't got that pass. I'm in West Virginia. But I won't have to get that pass.
Yes, you will.
So I took that thing again, right? I come up there before Centerville. I was like, I mean, that whole thing was about, I said, man, I'm going to get into that lane. Look here. Jumped over there. I said, look at all that traffic. I'm going on up the road. Well, man, they sent me the next bill, $80. But there's a $300. A $300 debt adjustment or something. For work, they mad because I took that toll again.
Yeah. You gonna get some? You gonna get toll road?
I'm gonna pay the 80, I ain't gonna say the word, but you know, bleep you to the damn and it's my fault, but I don't care.
I tell you one thing, you go on that toll road again, they probably gonna be trying to take your license. They don't play, man.
I think we need some blessings from a reverend today, B Mitch.
Hell yeah.
Rev T's on the line. Rev T, what's up?
First of all, I want to say bleep you to these Bammers who keep coming down to the roads trying to get a seat. And you know damn well the show don't start at 9 o'clock. And you showing up at 6 o'clock trying to reserve tables. We don't reserve tables for you Bammers. You Bammers, stop coming. If it started 9, come at 8 and I'll let you in. But then, hold on, I ain't finished yet. Let me go down the line. I want to bleep you to Chicken Lady Tony. Because that Bama called me, B-Mitch, about a week ago, talking about he can't find your telephone number. He lucky I send it to him, you chicken leg, Bama. Hold on, I ain't finished yet. I got to bleep my family. Bleep you to my cousin, who called me all damn day Saturday morning while I was at work, asked me was I coming to my cousin's cookout. And as soon as I got there, Bama, they told me you had left. Bleep you, Rock, you a straight Bama. Hold on, I ain't finished yet. I'm let me go down the line. Bleep Jerry Jones just because you an old goat bastard and you stink and you smell like fish butt. You Bama, bleep you. Hold on, let me finish that. And then I got to bleep the Washington Commanders. I love the Commanders, but them chicken people who keep giving me the runaround about giving me my chickens black, bleep you, bleep you, bleep you, and hold on, you bleep you. Then I reverse the bleep. I said, you bleep. See how that works? And y'all know who this is, and I ain't never sold them my words for none of them Bamas. Hold on, and bleep the... I'm not going to say that. I was about to use some foul language.
But
can't
I'm
do that.
Reverend,
can't
though,
do that, Reverend.
I got to hold my tongue. But bleep the hog farmers. Y'all know who this is. The people's hype man. Say it with me. Rev T. Believe me, Bamas. March with me. Ow! Love somebody. Hey, Bamas, did you even do the pig smoke rib?
I heard it. Well, we got you with that one. Appreciate
you,
Reverend.
Y'all, man. Hey, man. Happy Thursday, y'all. Love somebody.
Yep. Definitely, brother.
So many questions.
Well,
first
one,
how do you know what fish butt smell like?
Well, you fish all the time, Jeff. How does it smell?
AB, I never put my nose to a fish butt.
Well, if he passed gas, you probably don't have to put your nose to it.
800-636-1067 is Bleep You Thursday. I don't know anyone's going to match that energy.
Nah, I doubt that, seriously.
Alex is in Arlington. Alex, you got to follow up Rev T, man.
I'm certainly not going to match that energy, but it's been a polarizing show, and I just wanted to bleep you to all the Croc haters. There's a time and a place. I'm driving in my Crocs right now. You know, you don't wear your church shoes to play basketball. You shouldn't wear Crocs too either. But, man, are Crocs going to change your life. They have a time and a place, so bleep all the Croc haters.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, Alex.
I guess he bleeping me because
I mean, hold on.
I see him in the wrong places. That's what I'm saying. If I see you just lounging, cool.
Yeah.
But you step in any camp with Crocs on, you're in the wrong damn place.
I can't even complain. I'm the dude that wears slides to work every day, so I can't even complain about people not wearing appropriate footwear.
I mean, but slides not, okay at work. I mean, yeah. You're sitting down all day, Toby. It's not like you're running a route.
Correct.
Or trying to shoot a J.
To be fair, though, even if I threw I can shoot. To be fair, though, even if I threw shoes on, I can't route anybody up, so it really doesn't matter.
All right, bro. See, you know not to run routes.
Exactly right. Eric's in Gaithersburg. Eric, what's up?
Okay, so good afternoon, gentlemen. And first, not my original call, but I hate Crocs too, so they're a terrible shoe. I want to say bleep you to all the people on TV and on the radio and all the political hatred. I'm not picking sides. I'm not picking names. I'm not picking issues. I'm just tired of all the crap talking that goes on. And, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and all this other nonsense. If you think you're tough enough to do something, put on a helmet and some pads. Right, Brian? Put on some helmet and get out on the field. Let's see how tough you really are. I don't want to hear all this crap on the air anymore. I'm tired of it.
Appreciate it, Eric. Brother. I'm down with that. I can't stand all the extra politics. I'm done with it. That's why I don't even delve into it.
Why I don't watch people talking. Man, you watch TV? No. I watch sports.
I ain't trying to worry about any of that
stuff. Turn on any channel, you're going to find something stupid. Yeah. I just like to turn on some sports. And I like the fact that I could just go right to whatever I want on demand.
Yeah. So, B. Mitch, I want to get your thoughts on this. If you still want to call in for Bleep You Thursday, we can do a few more, 800-636-1067. But there was a hypothetical that someone posted recently. I want to get your thoughts on it. You don't have to give me your answer right away. You maybe think about it in the break, too, as well. So, Davis Matic, I'm not sure how you say his name, tweeted out, assuming every player is at their athletic peak, which NFL player would win a game of 11v11 if all teams were made up of 22 clones of the same guy?
If everybody was at their peak.
So everybody's the same dude. You got 11 Micah Parsons. You got 11 Trent Williams. You got 11 Terry McLaurin's. Who's winning?
Ooh, that's a good one right there. Oh, man.
So,
Aaron Donald is retired, so I can't use him. But I'd like to have 11 Aaron Donalds. He'll probably kill somebody.
He would. Yeah. So immediately people are thinking the fast guys. So some people are thinking Tyreek, Jamar Chase.
But who they going to block?
Exactly my point. I don't think they can block. I was telling this to Jeff yesterday. I mentioned my answer.
I'll take Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay.
Because Jahmyr Gibbs is a big enough person to block your ass. He's fast enough to run away from everybody. And he's probably fast enough to where when you start running, he's going to be all over you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a running back or a linebacker in my book. It's not going to be nobody else.
I think one of my guys would be Megatron.
Calvin
Johnson.
Who he gonna block?
Hey, he could, you know, do a cut block, throw that joint up to himself. He down there somewhere.
Hear me out.
I don't know, but go ahead.
We're running a jumbo package. We're running 9 across the front, and we're running Trent Williams under center Trent Williams with Trent Williams across the line and handing the ball to Trent Williams.
So the guy gotta play both sides of the ball?
Yeah. So you got to be just think, like, so, if you could clone this dude to play 11
on 11. When I turn around and I got Jahmyr Gibbs, what Trent Williams going to check Jahmyr Gibbs?
Well, you're not going to be able to tackle me with Trent Williams.
A little dude to tackle a big guy by hitting him right in the knees and the ankle.
Well, he ain't getting to him.
How Jahmyr Gibbs going to block Trent Williams?
How you going to block him?
On the offensive line.
Well, first, the issue I run into.
Running backs do have to hit big people in the chest a lot, and they'll back down from it.
The issue I'm running into is I don't think that I can press because if Jahmyr Gibbs gets by Trent.
Well, he's going to get by.
100% of the time.
Yeah. He's going to get by. But I think, like, if you have one person to play offense, one person to play defense.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't think the one person is about to play both sides, because if I got my one person playing offense and defense, I'm going to take Jahmyr Gibbs offensively. And on the flip side, give me somebody like Chris Jones on the defense side.
I feel like a team of 11 Cam Newtons would be pretty formidable.
Oh, hell with him. He a hater.
11 Cam Newtons would be crazy.
Give me 11 Brian Mitchells.
That's
you know
not
what?
A bad
you can he can play quarterback.
Exactly.
He can play running back. He in the slot. Play out wide. I play defensive back.
He's also
and
certifiably
I love
insane.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to knock a ball out in front of him, and I know he ain't going to jump on the damn thing.
11 B Mitches.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is a lot bigger than you, though.
That's 11 big helmets on the field.
Cam Newton is a lot bigger than you.
Jumping Geller was bigger than Cam Newton. I didn't back down from that. I wasn't back down from that. I didn't back down from nobody because they big. The hell you care about big? Big has gotten a lot of people's ass whipped.
I bet you Saquon Barkley would be good at this.
Yeah.
Get 11 of that dude.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, 11. Ooh, boy.
Derrick Henry. That might
so
be the answer.
So you can't imagine
right
Derrick Henry
Derrick
tossing
Henry
the ball.
Can
to,
throw a little bit too.
Derrick yeah. Henry tossed the ball to Derrick Henry and then Derrick Henry leading the way for him. I don't see that.
If Derrick Henry goes blocking, he's going to look like that dude on the final play. Remember the Titans. You remember that? Where he's just leveling dudes up the sideline?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry meeting a DB as a lead blocker would be scary.
But you know what? It's going to be a DB that come up and hit him all in his kneecap.
Yeah, 100%. He's coming straight for his kneecap.
Scott, yeah. That is a – you know, when I saw that pop up there, I was like, what the hell does this mean right here? And this – I would love to see that. Did you put that up on the B. Mitchell Finley thing as like a little
– a poll or something?
Yeah, which player you think – and what and where is it staying?
Maybe, we can maybe run that back tomorrow. Put that up there.
Yeah,
and run
yeah,
that
we
back
can do
tomorrow.
That tomorrow. So everybody, think about that. You get one player. He plays every position. Who you think would be the best in 11-on-11? He's playing all the offensive positions and all defensive positions.
You got to think because you need a little bit of size because you got to be able to block.
Yeah,
you need speed.
See, like the thing of it, like if there is a guy who's now playing DN or something like that used to be a quarterback. Because when I got here, Russ Grimm was the emergency quarterback. Think about that. And he was a guard.
Yeah, maybe
so. If you got somebody big like that that can still have a little, that's kind of fleet of foot, faster mm-hmm. than what his position stands for, so he could throw the ball to himself, he could run over people, block, then he get on the defense side, he's still tough and crazy enough to play some D, that would be a legitimate like type person that can get
I'm trying
that
to think of dudes that are in the league now that were quarterbacks that aren't quarterbacks anymore. Like Travis Kelce played quarterback at points in college, but I mean Travis Kelce's
kind of slow now.
Logan Thomas
fits
Thomas
in there. You could get some basketball players like Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates.
Yeah,
if you're going old school.
I'm just wondering what they could do on the other side. Well, they should be able to move their feet. They play basketball.
It's an interesting topic for sure.
Yeah, that's
it's a fun one. I enjoy
this
it.
This is one I like. It's going to get us a whole hour tomorrow. I want everybody listening right now, please think about that. This is the homework tonight. Pick that one guy, and it doesn't have to be a person who's particularly playing right now. Like, how about 11 Lawrence Taylors?
That, yeah, good luck.
If Lawrence Taylor lined up on you and you're a receiver, all he got to do is grab you.
You want somebody to be a
and they're playing by old school rules, so you don't get no 5-yard cushion.
Toby, you ain't say Walter Payton today either. You said that yesterday, too.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You imagine someone trying to block Barry Sanders around the edge? You're not going to get hands on him.
Bro, if you better make sure you got somebody on the field that can catch him, because Barry Sanders, you could drop Barry Sanders in the middle of 8 people. They probably won't touch him.
Tyreek Hill would be fun, but you wouldn't be able to block anybody. I think it's a fun exercise, so we'll dive into it a little bit deeper tomorrow.
Tyreek Hill on defense won't be good. I just watched this little girl cook him at his own camp. Did you see that, Jeff?
Yeah.
That little girl cooked him, dog.
So we'll dive back into that tomorrow. So yes. Make sure you come up with your answers, and we'll do a call topic on that tomorrow. Wrapping up, I want to get to the NFL Top 100, the first commander that was on the list. Where did he rank? We'll do that to wrap up the show next here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.